That's right, we're back. HFLPOD from the dungeon of the Strider residence.
It is dark and eerie down here.
Yes, it's not good. It's a total disaster.
Kind of reminds me of a snake hole.
I have no comment. I've been supposed to clean this up for months. Haven't got to it. Don't have any plans of getting to it. But here we are. Week 6 coming up. Waivers tonight. A loaded waiver.
How is it week 6?
It's crazy.
I don't really get it. I saw a thing that was NFL Power Rankings week 6, and I was like, that must be last year. But no, it wasn't.
We are closing in on the halfway point of the season, of the regular season in the HFFL.
40%.
Yeah.
After this week.
Yeah.
Because it'll be, what, 6 weeks done, 9 weeks to go,
seven's
or
half,
eight?
That's all I know. It's yeah. 14. Yeah, you're right. Seven's half.
Most leagues go 15. That's all right. We're here. We're excited. I saw the Mambo over the weekend. That was awesome. We consumed some football together.
Officially
some
jealous.
Red zone.
Yeah. Scott Hansen.
Man, that was fun.
Yeah. That was a good time.
I wished I was here.
Yep. You were out saving souls. Charlie's Angels doing the Angels work. You love to see it.
It's a good time.
Out there at Emmaus, we missed you, but it was nice getting together.
It was.
Getting some pizza, saw Noah, had the whole gang.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it was fun. Missed Bear again. He's obviously
so
not here.
You're out on Church Road.
No, we were here.
Oh.
Yep, Noah came through. It was awesome to see him. Missed
awesome.
Kias, but good times.
Yeah, he did. I don't know where he was at.
Grinding the work.
Oh, that's right. He had
like.
To work. Yeah, he had to work.
Yep.
On a Sunday, no less.
So here we are. Week 6. Let's go through a quick standings update. And I have this segment titled Tier Talk. I just think maybe a little throwback to a different segment from a different season of the HFL POD. There's just some massive tiers. Just some really, really, really big tiers in between some of these teams. We'll get to it.
Okay.
Let's start in the East. Charlie's Angels, LOR, somehow holding it together even with the loss of James Conner for the season. 4-1, 590 points scored. He's been on a rampage.
Yeah, the Angels are playing well.
Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
After week 3, and I quote, my season is over, he dropped the ultimate guess who's back. Dun, 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 dun. In second, the Patriarchs at 3-2. She suffered a hard loss this week. That's a game you got to win. You got to beat Scott, and we talked about it a bit in the group chat. Jerry with a not-so-subtle play at Saquon Barkley, who didn't practice yesterday, by the way.
I quickly withdrew my application for his services.
Waivers might be important for that one.
Yeah, I don't even know who the backup is there. Anybody?
Who is running the ball behind that offensive line?
I know one thing. I'll find out before I go to bed tonight.
Unless Walter Payton comes out of the grave to do this, then I'm not picking him up. Because that offensive line is doo-doo. Anybody on the Eagles right now, I'm pressing the panic button.
They got injuries?
They haven't been able to run the ball.
Yeah. They have not been able to run.
They have not been able to run the football. And the Denver Broncos...
Exposed.
Yes, they did. By the way, Denver...
Denver's got a good D.
How good would it be? We're off topic big time here. But how good would it be if Denver played Detroit in the Super Bowl?
Oh, we'd have to fly Uncle Steve out.
Oh, my God.
We'd have to get him up
no,
here.
No. He's a Packer fan now.
Oh,
that's right. That's right.
Well, the Packers aren't making the Super Bowl.
We'd have to bring the Twins in. They're the only ones that are fans of them anymore.
We all know how quickly he's going to gravitate back to the Broncos as soon as there's any sniff of... You know, anything coming out of
Bo Nix.
It's sniffing.
Yeah, no, they look good. That's a big win. Then I think there's a massive tier out east. Just, I'm talking Marianas Trench type of deal. Massive gap between quality of teams in third.
You're talking,
the Motown Mambo.
Oh.
548.5. His team was hot a week ago.
Scored? Where we look in there, because I know I'm up there.
You're a little under 550.
I feel the tier talk is a bit tedious and tremendously in error.
Big gap.
Where's the gap at?
He's a whole 5 points behind Jen.
Yeah. I feel like there's a targeted attack right now on the Mambo.
The gap is huge. The biggest.
I think he's telling you that you went for a dance and fell.
Got to win that game. Who'd you have last week?
Dude, I got beat by the best team in the league.
Oh,
okay. My apologies.
I didn't play.
Put up 129.
And the season is fastly dwindling for the Tropics at 1-4. He got smacked around by somebody sitting here last week.
There's a tier.
Yeah, there is a tier. Yeah, I mean,
I'm top tier.
40 points.
I'm top tier.
Not top tier, but you're definitely mid tier.
I did not see this shade coming.
You're mid tier.
Just kind of out of the blue.
I was blindsided by it.
I think the top tier is all the teams that have scored 590 plus, because you're right. You're the next team. There's teams that have scored 590 plus, and you're next.
How many of those teams is there?
Four. The Angels,
and what's
myself,
their records compared to mine?
Everybody's 4-1.
Yeah, I'm 2-3. I got 5 less points than them.
No, you have 50 less points.
That's
shenanigans.
I'm just telling you right now.
in the same zip code.
I only made that tier by 0.5 point, so because I got 590 and a half.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is the Mambo will not be shit-talked on their tierness.
Okay.
I would like to take this time to stick up for myself.
I think I
my
see
record
some tier.
But I even think that first tier, you know, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. In the Central, I think you got the best 1-2 punch in the Central with Uncle Steve at 4-1, 634 points for, and the Benzers at 613. That's top two in the league. All right. Then we have the Big Dogs at 2-3. How does he have 2 wins? What is happening? And Scott's Tots at 1-4. He gets on the scoreboard this week. Everybody in that division won this week. Kind of crazy.
Two of them are under 500 points, though.
I had a...
That's what I'm saying. Whoa. The Mambo needs some of that love.
I had a great week out west. I was the only team to win out west, so I put a game on everybody in the division. I have 608 points for Ginger Nation. He's got a positive record, and his points for is 60 points less than his points against. That's crazy.
Yeah, you gotta feel bad for the young guns.
Yeah, the young guns have a good point total, but are 1-4.
I mean, well, he's got 621 points against, and that's 150 more than you.
You know what they
say? That's 30 points a game.
The best offense is a good defense. Ginger Nation in second at 3-2, the Young Guns at 1-4, and your crown right now for the worst team in the league via points, the Bad Guys. And we're not talking about they're evil men, they're just bad. Not going good.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I got a question for you. You're talking tiers here. Now, if you had to tier the divisions, how would you do that?
Oh, that's easy to me.
Yeah,
it's east.
Central, west.
Oh,
Central, yeah. West,
okay,
east.
Okay, so I just wanted to be very clear that there was some really subjective viewpoints being expressed.
No, your guys' division's better than mine.
Thank you.
It is.
Thank
but you. I do think the Central's
top
the best.
Three.
The top two in the Central are the best. But
yeah, but they're the best teams in the league.
I think the East is deeper.
Yeah, the East is. Yeah. Nobody wants to play us.
The Central's got two teams under 500 points scored.
Yeah, but they have two teams above 600.
They haven't even averaged 100 points.
Cakewalk.
I mean, now granted, at least there's two people in there. It's more than we can say for the West.
Yeah.
Two guaranteed. It's four guaranteed wins a year for the two decent teams.
Yeah, and he's got
cheers.
Six.
Hey, cheers to this cast division. Nice job, dude.
Thank you. I'm happy with it.
Soft division, man.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'm like the Patriots. It's a dynasty, baby. Just kidding. Bear, I didn't even make the playoffs last year. Trade updates. Trade updates to get into. All right. The first trade that we are going to get to was between the Mambo and the Big Dogs. Jay, you want to walk us through what went down?
Yeah. So what went down is... Travion Henderson was... People were coming after this guy. I didn't understand it. Yeah, I had received a few trade offers, more than just yours. And then I didn't really want to trade him. I didn't feel I needed to make a trade. But then when I saw my boy Demo, I needed me some David Montgomery. So I went ahead and accepted that trade. And I honestly think also received
DJ Moore.
DJ Moore. Yeah. Which
could run by.
Yeah, exactly.
His buy is done.
His buy is done. I mean, there's some good stuff there.
Yeah.
I feel I won the trade. I didn't actually see what the guy in New England put up last week. But he's splitting time with Ramondre Stevenson. I still have Ramondre Stevenson. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know why Austin, why you want what? Because there's something I'm missing with this guy.
He's upside.
Just, upside.
But they just keep playing Ramondre.
Right, even though he fumbles constantly.
Three fumbles in the last two games, including one at the goal line.
Yes.
And he had how many carries for how many yards how many touchdowns? It was like 8 carries for 2 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Against Buffalo.
Yeah. So, no, I really like the trade, my side of it. And, you know, Austin's team blows anyway, so what's it matter for him?
That was, yeah, succinct.
Yeah.
That's the word I was looking for. A succinct ending.
No, I like it. And it was, he likes it. It's all good.
Yeah, I thought you got great value.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, I mean, Angels, anything to add on that? I thought you got great value.
No, I thought it was a good trade.
Yeah. Next, we have a simple trade. Colton, what is his team name? Is it still Scott's team?
It's Scott's team, yes.
Scott's team.
And the Angels made a trade. Walk us through that, Kamish.
Yeah, I'm just telling you right now that if that was my team, I'd want to blame it on somebody else, too.
Yeah, fair enough.
Woof.
Fair enough. Woof.
Well, everybody knows that, you know, one of the guys that won me the Super Bowl last year, so the running back out in Arizona. Yeah,
James Conner.
Yeah, James Conner. Yeah. He went down for the year 2 weeks ago. And I didn't hit the panic button. I just basically took the zero burger in my second running back slot because
Beat me.
Because I have nobody.
Yeah. You beat me with it, with Kyle Manungai.
Yeah. And but I wasn't going to panic. And then, but I was desperate, right? And I knew I was desperate, but I was trying to play it cool. And then, what do you know? Somebody's number one running or wide receiver goes down. The boy in the Jets. I had deep wide receiver core. He had deep running back core. I mean, I think I overpaid, but his team's not that good, so I don't have to fear him coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And I got,
I like that,
I you know,
like that.
And I, you know, I got a subpar player in Pollard, you know, but
he's an RB2,
and that's all I need him to be.
Yeah,
and I'm not worried about Tajay Spears coming back because I think it's still Pollard's job, although he's not going to play 90% of the carries. But I don't care because I want him to play all season long.
Yeah,
so.
Signed, Jahmyr Gibbs owners.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm happy with it. You know, I think I overpaid a little bit, but I was willing to overpay. I needed it.
Yeah. It's a trade that made sense for both teams.
Yeah. And that's what I was waiting for.
Yeah. And speaking of the Cardinals, has there ever been a more embarrassing loss?
I'm sure there's one somewhere in the Detroit Lions history. There's got to be.
Dude, how that happened. Amari DiMarcado just dropping the ball in front of the end zone, and then the fumble bum when they picked off the ball, fumbled it, 4 or 5 of their players touched it, and then Tyler Lockett recovered it in the end zones. Like, just play the clown music.
Yeah.
The Arizona Cardinals, they just, I don't see where they're going as a franchise, at least in any sort of positive direction. I don't know what they're trying to do there with Kyler Murray still. I think it's, I mean, I hate to say it, but, I mean, the dude, he just might not be tall enough. I mean, he just constantly, every time I watch him play, like, he gets passes batted down. And their defense has, it once was good, and now it's not anymore. And it just, I don't know what they're doing there, man. Yeah. That's a mistake in the desert.
They're doing nothing good, that's for sure.
I listened to a show where the guys are fantasy, are Cardinals fans for fantasy, and it was so funny. Like, when we've been there as Lions fans, right?
Oh,
like,
nobody's got room to...
Yeah, we went 0-16.
We can say whatever we want.
Yeah, the best thing is, it was so glad to have somebody else suffer what we suffered. You know?
Dude, that's what makes cross-country a sport, by the way. In the middle of the season. You just want someone to suffer with.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
And then Steve McGuire, the Tropics, and I made a trade. It was a long time coming. I was going to do that exact same trade with him the week previous, just so Steve could beat Kurt. But then I had a bunch of injuries, and it didn't happen. And Steve would have won. So then I got on the phone with Steve, and I'll be honest, he browbeat me into it. He called me. I mean, I'm slippery. He was just blatant, and he just beat me into a shell.
It sounds like somebody got a taste of their own medicine.
Wow.
So I think it made sense for me.
Snake. Yep.
I think it made sense for me. I gave him a tight end that was on bye, and Tucker Kraft was also on bye. Picked up a tight end for last week, and I played Steve. He probably has more upside with Pitts and Olave. I received Mike Evans and Harold Fannin. Harold Fannin's getting cut tonight. I don't need him.
When's Mike Evans coming back?
Could be this week.
Okay.
So that could be a starting wide receiver for me, whereas I don't think Olave ever would have been.
Help me out. Who does Fannin play for?
The Cleveland Clowns.
Dude, but this dude can play football.
Yeah.
If anybody that talked fantasy with me, they know I use the eyeball test. Mm-hmm. Before, and the announcers were calling it out a little bit too, dude does not go down easy, and he just has that, he's got something about him. He's 44 too, by the way. Yeah. Who in the heck is number 44? Tom Rathman?
I kind of like it.
It's crazy. I don't know, I like him as a player, but I get cutting him. He doesn't have much fantasy.
Yeah. I just think it'll end up being a starting receiver for me. And with the way Baker is playing, I just want a piece of that offense.
And it's going to get scarier when they get Devin's back, because then
Godwin's already back. Godwin's back. He looks rusty.
How happy are you when you turn on the TV on Sunday afternoon and Baker Mayfield's in the game?
He's just good, man.
I love watching him.
He's what the Lions were 2 years ago nationally is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year.
Oh, everybody, they're building something?
I'm saying everybody's rooting for him.
Oh, okay.
They're everybody's little darling.
Okay, gotcha.
So everybody, you listen to any talk shows, they're giving them love and saying how much fun they are to watch.
Yeah. Even Valeni.
Yeah.
Valeni loves it.
Yeah.
You know, how do you like the fact that the Tennessee Titans, I mean, how they won a game, I don't know. Oh, that's right, because a certain team out west can throw a game really good.
The clown car.
Yeah. they had Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield at the same time.
You're thinking the Panthers.
Oh, that's right. It's Panthers.
Oh, they had them on the same roster.
Yeah.
Also a clown car.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And they jettisoned them for who? Yeah.
Bryce Young.
Another short guy.
Listen, I'm tired of this short stuff. I'm tired of it. It's something every man must overcome.
Yeah.
Listen, not every man, but some.
When you're looking the when you're looking the lineman's butt crack in the face.
Dude, short and NFL short are two different things. This man is average height, but it doesn't cut it in the NFL.
Yeah.
But just real quick on the broader NFL thing right now, has there ever been a better year for the Lions to maybe be great? Because I'll tell you what, I feel like in general right now, the NFL is kind of down. Like, there's not
a little bit of parity.
Yeah.
There's legitimately 16.
Either that or it's because we're sitting from the... Well, I think we're going to do an NFL.
We're getting ahead of ourselves here.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's all right. We have Commish's Corner, and our sponsor today will be from the Commish's Corner. The Commish's Corner, brought to you by...
Sara Lee Artigiano Bread.
Sara Lee.
No matter if you need a really nice BLT, a grilled cheese, maybe even just the old-fashioned peanut butter and jelly.
Mm.
It's got the taste. It's got the texture.
Mm-hmm.
So... when you got somebody buttering your bread, make it Sara Lee Artisano.
Wow. Mm. Sara Lee, not a sponsor, but could be.
Very well could be.
Try Artisano today.
I might go stop by the bread store on my way home now, thanks to that poll. I mean, that was impressive.
All right. Commissioner's Corner, do you even have anything?
As far as I was concerned, there was no drama ever.
All right, no drama.
I have to say, that was pretty easy. Cut and dried, water under the bridge, done.
This segment has been brought to you by Sara Lee. Go ahead.
Can we bring in some Survivor Pool talk in here? Because I mean, my team survived. It didn't lose.
But did they win?
It's called a Survivor Pool, not did they win pool. Survivor Pool. They survived. If you don't lose, you survive. That's all I'm saying, Kurt.
All I know is half the teams that were left lost this week, so we're down to six.
I'm taking my salt box. I'm making a statement where he can't rebut. Like he did on the thread.
Yeah. I think it's a fair enough take, but...
I'm just being a bitch.
I mean, it's ultimately I lost, and I know it. But it's still fun. Yeah. It's an argument. I can make an argument.
You got to fight for it.
Multiple people's lost in that choke job in the desert.
Oh yeah.
Oh, did they?
They thought they were in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a snake trap. Okay, this brings us to Mambo's Fantasy Pro Forecast.
Okay, Mambo's Fantasy Pros Forecast. Now, guys, just FYI, the Fantasy Pros Forecast is always rest of season. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure. So, Fantasy Pros Forecast rest of season. We'll start at the bottom like we always do. No big surprise there. The bad guys.
They're just bad, guys.
68. Oh, wait. We usually do the playoff percentages. Okay. Projected standings. Okay.
But do we have any?
Now they're not at the bottom. They're not at the bottom. No. Everybody's less than 1%. Or these people are.
Let me guess. Scott?
Scott Stotts. Scott Stotts.
That makes sense, though, right? Because you have two really good teams in that division.
Yeah.
Right. Sure.
They're all right.
And they're going to face each other, probably. First seed wild card.
Yeah, we'll see.
Bummer.
With those other two easy teams in the division, it's probably likely.
Yeah.
1-4, currently 4-10 on the finish. Tropics in 11th spot, 1-4 currently, 5-9 on the finish. These teams, they have a 1% chance of making it. Scott Stotts has a less than 1. 10th place, the bad guys. They're 1-4 currently, 5-9 when the finish. They're up 2 spots. They were previously cellar dwellers.
Can we say that that's a tier?
That depends on who's next.
I would say that the projected... I mean, it goes up a little bit, but no, I wouldn't say tier yet. I think we got a couple more teams in that tier.
I think the Young Guns are good enough. They're probably next.
Nope, it's the big dogs.
Oh, yeah.
2-3, yep. 5-9 on the finish, 3% chance of making the playoffs. 8, Young Guns, 1-4 currently, 6-8 on the finish, 7% chance of making the playoffs, but still, I think this is really where the tier is.
Yeah.
7th, it's me, the Motown Mambo. We're 2-3 currently. We've been robbed. It's a travesty. Our team's better than this. 7-7 on the finish. 20% chance of making the playoffs. So I think that's really where the contenders still lie. But, you know, one game next week, maybe see one of these teams win and a couple of these teams lose. Who knows? 6, Ginger Nation. 3-2 currently. Not that good. 8-6 on the finish. Probably won't make that. 30% chance of making the playoffs. That's way too high.
I don't know. We'll talk about that in a second.
There's nothing to talk about. His team's not that good.
One team from that division has to make it.
That's unfortunate.
I like my team. It's built on a house of cards a little bit. It is.
All right.
So we'll talk.
He's third in his division in points scored.
Yeah. But he's second by 2 games in record.
He was lucky.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Until this week.
He's the prime example of it's better to be lucky than good.
Okay, fair enough.
5, the Patriarchs, the other part of the household. Now, this is a real contender. 3-2 currently because they play in a real division. 8-6 on the finish. 42% chance of making the playoffs. And that's only because she plays in such a hard division. Number 4, the Boondock Striders.
I like that team name. Strong name.
It is a good name.
Can I mention something just real quick? Andrew Hall joining us for the pod right now. Little Strider, he participated in watching Jonathan Taylor absolutely smack the Flint Tropics upside the head. And then I threw Harper in there for a little smack, too. Eat it, Uncle Steve. Eat it, Uncle Steve. But Reed Andrew joining the podcast today. He's a savage. He's comatose right now.
I think
he's falling out of his mouth.
He's in a food coma.
He's such a good baby that you don't even know he's here.
Yeah. Until you will.
Yes, he will.
Anyways, on to number 4. I like this team. Strong team.
Yep, Boondock Striders coming in the 4 hole. They're 4-1 currently. Bit of luck there. 9-5 on the finish. They've slid a spot. We didn't do it last week, so we wouldn't know where they were at, but it sounds like they were at 3. 66% chance of making the playoffs for these guys. And here's where we'll start talking championship percentages. 15% chance of winning a title.
I'll take that.
Yeah, to start the season.
Give me that. What do you mean after that draft?
Oh, I didn't mean anything.
We have a draft day trade we need to talk about because we both are winning? Question mark?
Question mark?
Yeah.
All right. in the three hole, commanding, in the pole position of the best division in the HFL, Charlie's Angels, LOR, 4-1 currently, 9-5 on the finish, 67% chance of making the playoffs, and a 16% chance of winning it. So, I mean, it's a hard division, but the Angels came out of that first round of divisional play looking good. So, number two, Oasis. I'll give him the credit of his new name. 4-1, 9-5 on the finish. 71% chance of making it, I think because this division blows. 15% chance of winning a championship. So less than you, by the way.
Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Benzers, number one team overall, 4-1. They just got done trash canning my punk ass. 10-4 projected finish. Up a spot. They were in number two. 92% playoff odds after taking out the Mambo. It did them justice.
Wow.
32% chance of being a champion. So the Benzers might have struck gold this year. This might be their year.
I was telling you guys a little bit pre-pod. Uncle Mike trashed me over the phone, and it was so funny because it was all in good nature. He's like, I love hearing from you, but you're a snake. Get out my garden.
Yeah.
And I just said, I just want a little piece of your tree.
Yeah.
And he has a nice tree this year. Like, let's be honest.
It's that wisdom he's got, man.
His roster is nice. I mean, it's loaded.
It's deep.
Yeah. Didn't he have one of his best guys out, and he still put that smackdown on me?
Yeah.
Put up almost 140 with two of his best guys out?
He had a top three running back and a top 10 receiver, both had buys.
Yeah, he had Bijan Robinson and Odunze out, and he still put up 130.
It's crazy to think that his team's that good, and he probably still won't do what the best team ever in the league did.
Well,
I'm going to offer a prediction. He's going to struggle setting that lineup in the playoffs, and it's going to cost him.
Oh,
I'm going to make a prediction. He's going to trade for a quarterback and take some of that depth. And
if that happens, please look me up, Uncle Mike. Josh Allen's for sale. I'm liking myself some Jared Goff.
Yeah, Brock Purdy's so good. Okay. Anyways, Fantasy Pros Forecast. Can I ask you guys a question?
Yes.
If you guys had the 101, the first pick in a draft that started today, who would you take?
Ooh.
It's just such a great, theoretical question. Like, who is your guys's... Who would you take? Knowing what's happened, moving forward.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'd take Amon-Ra St. Brown.
So you're still happy with the trade that you made in the draft?
God, yes.
Okay, because I'm happy too. That's the funniest part about it. For those of you that don't know, Jerry and I traded in the second round. I didn't want to take Amon-Ra, and that was a foolish move, to be completely honest. But the guy I traded back and picked two spots later is also doing well.
He would be in the conversation for number one overall.
Yeah, let's see who the Angels have, because that's probably my number one.
I think Puka Nacua's been just as good as Amon-Ra.
Yeah, they're 1-2. They've been great.
Yeah, I mean, they're the tier one for sure, but I think I'm going to go with Jonathan Taylor. I mean, Jonathan Taylor has been killing it.
That's who I picked two spots later.
Puka Nacua's big time dependent on Matt Stafford, who is nursing a terrible back.
Heard it all season.
I would take Amon-Ra St. Brown because of the situation being so much better. And the bottom line is, dude, they get in the red zone, and it's Amon-Ra time, baby. You can't cover the dude.
He was first in touchdowns of any player in the league until this week. As a wide receiver, that's unheard of.
And they're lining up J-Mo right with him and running off the defenders.
Yeah.
I mean, they're targeting him. The offensive coordinator for the Lions, John Morton. John Morton has a bit of a different kind of view of the... What's that?
Joe Mama.
Yeah.
Funny. Sorry.
It's funny. No, but he's got a bit of a different view of the offense in Detroit, and he, like, you see Gibbs opening up every game. He gets the first two series. Not one. He gets the first two.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't mind going to Amon-Ra over and over again saying, hey, when somebody stops that, then we'll go to J-Mo. Yeah. We're not spreading the ball around. Just spread it around.
Yeah. I think mine would probably be Jonathan Taylor.
It's a hard thing to argue.
He's been the number one running back by quite a bit. It looks great.
And God, he looks so good.
I think Amon-Ra's there too. He's a great player, man. And he's, dude, you get to watch your guy
every
single week.
That's it.
And he dominates.
That's it.
That's
he dominates.
That's a solid point. One thing that I'll say about Amon-Ra is I think he's a little boom bust. The delta between, I mean, he had a game at 6 points this year. And then the next game's at 34.
That makes sense. Come on. The Lions week one, their offense wasn't right.
Okay. And then he had a game of 12.
Did he?
12's not bad. That's not bust.
I was going to say, because...
Here it is. 6.5, 34, 17, 22, 14. So that's pretty good. It's Puka Nacua. Just for throwing it out there. 18, 23, 17, 29, 19.
That's great, too.
I rounded them all off. So Puka's a little more consistent, but he doesn't have the ceiling or the floor.
Yeah.
So it really depends on who what you want. Consistency.
I want a Detroit Lion.
It's a great call.
That's
just a mic drop. Mic drop right there.
There's no, I mean, because it's a, now I'm just being very subjective, right? Yeah. I don't want him because he's necessarily better. I want him because he's a Lion.
Yeah, and is there anyone, like, more easy to root for than Amon-Ra? He's just a dog, man. He does everything well. I'm going to just make a comp here. And I'm not saying Amon-Ra is a first ballot Hall of Famer greatest of all time. He's the Walter Payton of wide receivers.
I'm just thinking the same thing.
Everything he does is really excellent. He might not be the best at anything, but he's amazing at everything.
I want to just point out that...
Better Hines Ward.
I can remember his drops because there's so damn few of them. When he drops the ball, it's almost shocking. It's almost like, what just happened? Like, that doesn't happen. Like, if it's within his catch radius, dude catches it. But whatever, we can wax on about him all day.
Yeah, we'll get to the Lions in just a sec. I want to go through next week's games. There's some fun ones out there. Your Cellar Dweller game of the week. The bad guys going up against Scott Stotts. The bad guys and Scott Stotts. Moving on. The Battle of the Tropical Names. The Flint Tropics and the Battle of the Steves go up against Oasis. I would like Oasis to make his team picture the video of him almost capsizing his boat with those trees on it. With Shade by Land and Sea. All-time Steve matchup for bragging rights. This one seems... There's some angst here. We've got the Ginger Nation, and we've got your friendly hometown Motown Mambo.
Uh-oh.
No, listen up right now. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen this week. Ginger Nation, pack your bags. You're being... deported. It's now the Mambo Nation. We're taking over, baby. And whatever kind of bet we can muster up here, I want some action on it because this one means something. After you robbed me of my survivor pool, my team still survived, but you took it from me. That's okay because now you're going to get paid back.
Nice. The Young Guns face off against the Benzers. I don't have anything to say about this. Young Guns, T's and P's, bro. Thoughts and prayers. Enjoy.
He's a buzzsaw.
Sometimes that's all you got.
Now, this one's interesting. Father versus son. I will play the Ahsokan farewell from Ken Burns' Civil War documentary, but I'm holding my son, and I can't bring it up. But father versus son. The big dogs have the chance to do something amazing this weekend. For those of you that don't know, Austin and Katie are due this weekend with their third son.
Mm.
He could deliver Grandpa, a grandson, and an L on the same weekend.
Mm.
No balls, Austin. You won't.
Well, it just so happens in our other league, you just delivered me an L by half point, so.
Oh.
Ooh, now you guys are matched up again?
Good thing this is your LOR.
Salacious.
Yep, that's right.
Salacious. What a word. All right,
back-to-back matchups for the father and son. And looks like Charlie's Angels, LOR, is having a bit of an advantage in this one.
Yeah. Lineups aren't quite set yet.
Still
waiver wires to go, but yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then your game of the week. Mm. I'm calling it the Boondock Striders and the Patriarchs. Which of these teams is for real?
I hope it's the Striders, man. For my sake, I'm trying to make the playoffs.
Yep, I'm going to try and knock her down a peg for you, but her team is solid. I said this the last time we got it.
She's a nice team.
She's got a good team. I think this is the battle of the nice teams. And as John Gruden would say,
which team is going to have you feeling nicey? All right. The game of the week brought to you by Baby Formula. Mm. Always there when you need it. All right, let's talk Lions. And I'm going to pose a question to you guys. It's not on the dock. And I think I know the answer. Do you miss Ben Johnson? Do you miss him?
Not at all.
Okay, so you're very happy with what Morton's doing.
You know, I got tired of hearing about the Golden Boy. I mean, this is a team game. It wasn't Ben Johnson that was going out between the hash marks and playing the game. It was his players. I mean, how would you like to be one of those players and having your coach that just sits on the play thing with the little ear thing behind there and a clipboard getting all the cred?
Yeah.
I mean, they got a chip on their shoulder over this. And that's why they did the little celebration and stuff. And that's why they did the fake fumble bum or whatever they call it.
Stumble bum.
Yeah, stumble bum. I mean, get tired of hearing about it. This is the Detroit Lions, not the Ben Johnsons. Get out of town.
I think that's a good take. I like it.
Slap your assassin in the back with the door. Wham! Right. On the way out.
So, no. Mambo, over to you.
Do not miss him, but I want to say yet.
Okay.
Because I don't think the jury is completely out on John Morton currently. Yeah. I do believe that the results, the early returns are very positive. But we had 3 years of Ben Johnson calling some beautiful offenses and doing some great things. And I still would have more confidence in saying, hey, you can bring Ben Johnson back right now than I do in John Morton. But it's quickly changing. So I don't currently miss him, but I reserve the right to miss him in the future.
Okay. I think that's totally fair.
Can I double down?
Yeah.
I was more worried about losing Hank Frelick as offensive line coach. Because I think he's harder to replace.
I didn't know we did lose him, did we?
We did. We
kept him.
I was thinking earlier this year, I was so happy.
We had to give him a promotion, though.
Yeah, fair enough.
Otherwise, he was gone.
Yeah. I mean, and look at the offensive line seems to be performing.
Yeah, they're really, really good. I would say the defenses that they played two really good ones and three really bad ones. Just something to look out for. And we didn't perform against the Packers. I get it. It's week one. But I agree. I'm right in between your guys' takes. Like, heck yeah, don't miss him at all. John Morton's doing a great job. But also, the only good defense we've really performed against is the Browns. Put up 34 points, and Flacco threw three picks.
You know, even if he's better than what we have now, John Morton, even if he's better, he's the enemy now.
Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson. So even if Ben Johnson was a better offensive coordinator, see ya.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not worried about it even if he was better because he's not ours.
How much did the Vikings just put up on Cleveland?
It was quite a few. Let me look.
I was going to say, they scored on them, so.
Yeah. I mean, don't want to hear about this. There were
vaunted Cleveland defense.
Yeah, with Carson Wentz. Only 21.
Yeah. Cleveland's defense did look good. Myles Garrett's a problem everywhere he's at.
Yeah, their line is really good. They're a good defense. Jim Schwartz led. But yeah, and I think that's the kind of the crux of the issue is we have some tough sledding ahead.
Right? Yeah.
Really tough sledding. We go Chiefs on Sunday night, bring the Bucs into town on Monday night, then Vikings at Commanders at Eagles.
Yeah, it's tough, but here's my take. Lions are the best team in the NFL.
Who's number one?
That's five playoff teams in a row from last year.
Yeah. Yeah, my next question was going to be who's number one?
The Lions are the best team in the NFL.
And three of the four...
I don't think it's close.
And three of the last four remaining. Three of the four that were in the conference finals in that stretch.
Anyways, who's number one? You think it's the Lions?
It's not. There's not even another team that I would consider.
Okay.
That is better than the Lions. Period. I don't care.
Who are the possible culprits? The Bills. You could throw the Eagles in there.
No, you can't. They can't run the football.
You could throw the Rams in there.
The Bucks.
The question is, who are you going to be able to throw in there Week 17? That's my question.
That's a good.
Because right now we are clear in a way the best team in the NFL. I think it's.
So by point differential, you're right. The Lions have the second best.
Yeah, Tampa Bay's got the best.
Nope.
Not Tampa Bay?
Nope. You wouldn't believe it if I told you.
Indianapolis Colts.
The Indianapolis Colts have the best point differential in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, but when you're
playing... I think they're the second best team in the NFL.
When you're playing a third or fourth game schedule, or position schedule...
Fair enough.
I can tell you this. If Trent Richardson wasn't done before the season, he's done now.
He's done.
Yeah.
He's done now. I don't even think he's going to get going to land anywhere else.
Let's make this trade that we made, that trade we made last year, look even worse now.
Yeah.
he never was going to be.
Dad, do you think the Lions are the number one team?
You know, in the NFC, I think there's about four teams that you could throw into a hat and pull one out. Now, if they had their starting corners... Well, now we got different
conversations. Well, I'm talking about when they're healthy, too. I understand injuries happen.
And we're getting both those guys back.
Exactly.
I don't know if you saw that news today.
Well, yeah, but...
I got so much to say about the Lions.
But we might be three-quarters away through the stretch before we get either of them back.
Yeah.
I don't want Terrion Arnold back. How's that? You can keep him, IR. Can we trade him to the IR for the season? The dude is terrible.
Can I...
Period.
Can I just offer you to look at what happened last week when he went... Three very quick touchdown passes for the Bengals. Right when he went out. It's just a little evidence. I agree he has not played up
to it. Want DJ Reed back, and I think if he's gone, I think the defense is better without him out there, man.
We need number six. I'd rather get number six back than...
I'd rather
get DJ Reed back.
Agreed.
Well, DJ Reed?
DJ Agreed. Reed is six.
Yeah, Terrion's zero.
Yeah.
I think.
No, Terrion's six. DJ Reed's four.
Yep, you're right. You're right.
Jahmyr Gibbs is zero.
Yep, you're right.
You got it.
I've watched a little bit of Lions this year. But regardless, I would say we need DJ Reed back. Completely agree. That dude is nothing but all pro season all over him. You know, he's been on people like a glove. So
short king, DJ Reed.
And I like Amik. I'd rather have Amik out there on the corner. To me, he contests more balls. He competes harder.
Yeah.
It looks like Terrion to me. Yes, he's got the length and everything and what you want. But I'm sick and tired of seeing him 4 or 5 yards off his offensive player. Like, get in his hip pocket and stay on him. I know it's hard, but...
Yeah, you're paid to do it.
You're paid to do it. And then it's like when he does stay on him, he grabs him so much that he gets penalized. I just don't think he's going to make it, man.
Okay.
I don't. Maybe he's a nickelback or something. I don't know. Yeah, I'll let him get somebody.
For having your top two corners out... We have decent reserves for now. We can't take another injury.
Who's the dude that is like Sue or something?
Rock Ya-Sin.
Dude, I thought Rock Ya-Sin played a pretty solid football game.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the Pro Football Focus on him, but I think he played a pretty good football game.
And then Amik will start outside.
Amik's fine. Yeah. I know he's going to get beat with some bigger guys.
We'll throw Avante Maddox or Branch back in the slot to play nickel.
Has anybody heard when Davenport's coming back?
He should be back right after his IR stint.
Okay.
I mean, 4 weeks. Sorry, that made. Of course, he'll be back.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know when. I don't know when he went out. Did he play one or two games?
Two. So he's been on.
Because we could use him right now because the right side of Kansas City's defense or offensive line is weak.
Yeah.
And the left side is usually good.
Yeah, I mean, Pascal still has yet to come back. Aleem practiced last week. He'll probably play
this week.
I think
he's playing Sunday night, from what I heard.
Is defensive tackle the best unit on that side of the ball for us?
Yes.
Safety.
The linebackers.
Safety.
Dude, the linebackers, man.
They've been playing well.
My gosh, Jack Campbell's jacked it up a notch.
Happy with that pick now.
I've turned my ways on it. I'm happy with Jack Campbell.
He's still a mid-round. Is he good enough to be a mid-round first?
Dude, he's trending right now. He's the number two linebacker in the league, Pro Football Focus.
Yeah,
number
two. He's been awesome.
He's covering guys in the flats. I mean, dude, he's doing everything. And he's 6'5". When he grabs, dudes are falling down instantly.
All I know is if Mahomes and his little Wago gets any kind of running on us, I'm going to be so pissed.
He's not going to.
Yeah, I think, man, we could be awesome. What's one area of concern outside the outside cornerbacks? If you could say one area of concern, right?
Left tackle.
Okay.
Taylor Decker didn't play last week. And the guy that did play was facing one of the best pass rushers in all of football.
Yep.
But didn't play well.
Got abused. The highs were decent. The lows were like, what am I watching?
Well, I felt like he dominated when they were running the ball. I feel like he's great against running
and terrible pass blocking.
Yeah, flowing Samoan. Has no hair.
That's a good pull. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, there's, left tackle.
And listen, there's not really any major other areas of concern, and those are just because
any offensive line that goes down. But yes, but to me, it's like, don't we have to plan on having an offensive lineman go down?
Yeah.
It's like it's going to happen. Taylor Decker, this wasn't even an injury that he sustained during the season. It's just wear and tear on a shoulder that's been bad.
Yeah. I think this will be his last year, by the way.
I do too. And I hate to tell you, our center's getting old.
Yep.
He's older than
that, though.
Yeah.
He's older than the guy that just retired.
Yeah. I think they have a plan for that. So
that being said, I don't think he's playing bad.
Nope, not playing bad at all.
And he's playing good enough to win a Super Bowl, and I think he's going to.
Nice. Let's go. Dude, it's what a great time to be a Lions fan.
Do you know, in the Dan Campbell, I want to say in the last 3 years, they've got the best, the most wins in the league.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think so, yeah. You know, when that on that play that Laporta scored the touchdown on, you know what I said? I said, Hackenson doesn't make that play. Hackenson gets tackled at the one or two and doesn't get in the end zone. Laporta is just a better player than Hackenson. Brett Holmes, that was a genius move by him. Getting rid of Hackenson, just kind of been like, and we got a third rounder for him, if I'm not mistaken.
No, we got Laporta for him.
We basically
used that pick that we traded Hackenson for and drafted Sam Laporta.
And we saddled somebody in our division with that salary. Because they paid.
Yeah, they did.
They paid.
And
Hackenson.
He's a good tight end. But he's not as good as Laporta.
And he's been hurt for half the games that he's been in Minnesota.
Yeah, he is.
The thing I love about Laporta is he's just reliable, man. If Amon-Ra's getting bracketed on third down, Laporta's your guy. Also, I would like to take a I'm sorry on J-Mo. I think what he's doing is really important. The fantasy production has not been there. I would like to say I'm sorry. That is one of my worst takes, right up there with the Kenny Galladay Puka Nacua take. I'm sorry. I was wrong. Someday we all shall fall.
I remember somebody. Do you have Jameson on your team? Because you told me that you were good starting him. And I'm like,
wait, just waiting on CD Lamb to come back, Bill. That's it. By the way, I haven't had CD Lamb. And Dak's looking like an MVP candidate, totally. So I'm going to get points. So Mambo aren't going anywhere.
How about the old quarterback, Sean?
The old everybody.
I mean, old Dak's look good, Baker's look good, both those guys. Is it Baker over 30?
I don't know.
I think he's 30.
It would make sense. He's been around a
Stafford, all bad back and all, has been looking good.
It's fair.
How about our guy in Detroit? He's only half step behind all those.
He ain't old.
What's
he's 30.
That?
He ain't old.
How about Aaron Rodgers?
I'm feeling Jared Goff. Oh, I saw something on Jared Goff. Did you guys see that when they were playing?
Mm-mm.
70% completion rate for
the
six
number
games.
One core. I got it right here.
He tied the record for most consecutive games with over 70% completion.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a great time to be a Lions fan. It's a great time to play fantasy. I think we can all sit here and say we're pretty blessed.
Oh.
Okay, the only QBs in NFL history to complete 75% of their passes, throw for 12-plus TDs, and have a passer rating of 120-plus through the first five games of any season. Peyton Manning in 2013 and Jared Goff in 2005.
Got
him. That's pretty good company.
Yeah. Anything else on the Lions, gentlemen?
The Laporta thing, Amon-Ra's unstoppable. I think it's clear Gibbs is better than Monty.
Yeah, but Monty still serves his purpose really well.
Yes, he does.
Throwing the ball on trick plays. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, and that's something that we used to not be able to do. We used to were so consumed with winning that we couldn't do stuff like that. But they took Monty back to his hometown and showcased him and still won easy.
Yeah.
I mean, to have the ability to actually showcase somebody and give them the production without even worrying about losing the game.
That's nice.
You know, it's what makes a team a team.
That's right.
Yeah.
One more thing is, doggone it. I forgot what I was going to say. Sorry.
My only worry about the Lions is,
I know what it was.
Come on, baby, just stay healthy.
That's what I was just going to say.
Just stay healthy.
I am not mad if they go to Arrowhead Sunday night and drop this game. if come Saturday or Sunday, whenever we're playing in that NFC Championship game, we're 100% healthy and we can give our best chance. I don't want to show up to that game hurt again. I don't care about the regular season record. We blew that out last year, had a fabulous season. And come playoff time, we were a freaking, you know, injury wagon. So, healthy is more important to me than winning right now. I want to win. We always do, but...
Yeah, be healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is talks, and I'm just going to shout it out, of us all getting together for Monday Night Football in 2 weeks. The game is at 7, so you won't have to get home super late. Right now, tentatively, it's at my house. I need to ask my wife. She's been more than accommodating. But that is the goal. Maybe we'll do some pizzas and some dips or something like that. But if you want to come down, let's...
We could pod.
Yeah, we'll pod. We'll make a time of it.
We could do a halftime pod.
Yeah.
Halftime pod.
Oh, that's, now that would be...
That's so hot.
And we could have the whole week. The whole week? Talk. We could talk about that Sunday's games.
The fact that we think we could pod in 15 minutes, though, is the most hilarious part. But if, like, any of our listeners, Uncle Chris, you want to come down for that, that would be awesome. It'd just be great to see you. The random listener from Germany.
I'd be like, random listener from Germany, be like backup with benefits.
Yeah. Listen, my backup with benefits, by the way, Trey Benson, 7 points straight to IR.
Mm. Yeah, it's a
he would have scored that touchdown.
It's a rough look.
I was excited about my team until then, because now my running backs aren't deep.
This isn't Hall League.
Yeah. And I'm slow.
Hall League?
Yeah. I'm going to put out Rico Dowdell as waiver wire pickup of the year. I'm just going to throw it out there. I mean, not all year long, but to pick him up and put up 30 for me. Yeah.
It might be. It's in the running. Let's write it down, and then we'll collect them.
In the running. Mm-hmm. Everyone have a fabulous week. Thanks for joining us.
All right. See you guys.
Adios.
Ah, that was fun.